Arjuna had asked the question, whether Gyan Yuga, you have, it appears to him that Lord is telling him to stop actions. But the Lord in the previous chapters has told that a person who is tasting the bliss of Atma does not have to do any prescribed duty. But he, for general people, is not that easy or spontaneous to taste the bliss of Atma. So it is not the prescribed method for most people. Rather, the prescribed method is Karma Yoga, where they offer their actions to Krishna. This was the thing. But Arjuna seems to be getting confused about it. So he asked the point, or the other one, but he just will blow cold air directly, that is difficult. So he has asked the question, what is better, Karma Yoga or giving up or Karma Sannyas? Itna ba samajh rahe? What is better, what is superior, what is for the welfare of the living entity, whether he should do Karma Yoga, do prescribed activities and offer the results to Krishna, or you should do Karma Sannyas. You should give up prescribed duties and try to practice Jnana, meditating on Atma. So now the Lord is answering. You please chant after me. Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 5, text number 2. Shri Bhagavan Vacha.
Shri Bhagavan Vacha.
Sanyasah Karma Yogascha.
Sanyasah Karma Yogascha.
Nishreyas Karavubhau.
Nishreyas Karavubhau.
Tayostu Karma Sanyasa.
Tayostu Karma Sanyasa.
Karma Yogo Vishishyate.
Karma Yogo Vishishyate.
Shri Bhagavan Vacha.
Shri Bhagavan Vacha.
Sanyasah Karma Yogascha Nishreyas Karavubhau.
Sanyasah Karma Yogascha Nishreyas Karavubhau.
Tayostu Karma Sanyasat Karma Yogo Vishishyate.
Tayostu Karma Sanyasat Karma Yogo Vishishyate.
Sanyasah Karma Yogascha Nishreyas Karavubhau. Tayostu Karma Sanyasat Karma Yogo Vishishyate.
Sanyasah Karma Yogascha Nishreyas Karavubhau. Tayostu Karma Sanyasat Karma Yogo Vishishyate.
Okay. First we'll read the translation. The personality of Godhead replied, the renunciation of work and work in devotion are both good for liberation. But of the two, work in devotional service is better than renunciation of work. I'll just look at the synonyms and then see how we can pick it up. Shri Bhagavan Vacha means the personality of Godhead said. Sanyasah, renunciation of work. Karma Yogah, work in devotion. And Cha means also. Nishreyasas, karau. Leading to the path of liberation. Shreyas. Shreyas, you understand. Something called prayas and something called shreyas. Prayas, what do you mean? Sense enjoyment, which is available now. And shreyas means something which will be beneficial for the future. So Nishreya means liberation. Nishreyas karau. They are both. This is in Dvivachan. So both are leading to liberation. Ubhau, both. Tayo, of the two. And two means but. But of the two, karma sannyasat. From karma sannyasat. This is in Panchvi Bhakti. Fifth. I don't know the English word for that karaka. But fifth karaka. Is it? Karta, karam, karan, sampradan and apadan. This is from apadan karakya. So from, in the sense of removal, better than karma sannyas is karma yoga vishishyate. Vishishyate, you understand, vishishyate means vishishta, special. It is superior. Why it is superior, you will understand the commentary. Look at the Sanskrit again. Shri Bhagavan Vacha means, Shri Bhagavan said, sannyasaha karma yogascha. Sannyasa, sannyas, karma sannyas and karma yoga, nishreyas karau ubhau, both are good for liberation, both lead a person to liberation. Tayostu karma sannyasa, but among the two, better than karma sannyas is karma yoga, karma yoga vishishyate. Are you able to pick up the Sanskrit? We'll go forward. Gita Bhushan commentary, asked by Arjuna, the Lord speaks, both are beneficial, since they both lead to liberation. But Karma Yoga is better than Jnana Yoga, Karma Sannyasa. Nothing to explain here. The meaning is this. Karma Yoga does not bear the same faults that arise in practicing Jnana. but because of containing jnana within it, it brings about steadiness in jnana. For one who has renounced action because of steadiness in jnana, if he develops a fault in his consciousness, he must again perform karma yoga to correct this fault. Now, what does it mean actually? You see, a person who's practicing jnana, so he has given up karma, fine, prescribed duties. Now he's meditating on atma. But if he's immature, what is the default mode of meditation for conditioned soul? Sense gratification. This Lord will soon say, you say, karmendriyani sanyamya ya aste manasasmaran. What is the shloka? Is it coming? Not here, but it's in 5th chapter only. Ahankar vimudatma mithya charata uchade. I think it's in 5th chapter only. 3rd or 4th shloka. So a person who has restrained his working senses, but he is meditating on sense object, then he is falsely meditating. Are you able to pick up this point? A person who is actually jnana yogi, his mind is detached from sense gratification. So that means a real jnana yogi has given up prescribed duties because he is realizing the bliss of atma. So for them, there is no chance of meditating on sense objects when his active senses are not working. Yeah, I know the shloka, but the number I wanted to know. Already I am explaining the shloka. So, anyhow, that we will discuss it when we will discuss the shloka. Are you able to understand? So now, if a person is trying to, is it 3.6, I'm sorry, not 5, 3.6, yes. Okay, so we discussed it already. So now, if a person is immature way trying to perform jnana when his heart is not purified, so he won't be able to meditate on atma. Clear? So now, since he is not qualified for doing that, to rectify that mistake, what you will have to do? Karma yoga. And now, when what you have already understood, karma yoga is like a pregnant woman. Jnana garbha, exact Sanskrit is jnana garbha. Uske garbha mein jnana hota hai. Just like a pregnant lady, the child is not visibly immediately visible, but in due course of time, the child will be brought forth. Similarly, a person who's acting for Krishna, offering his actions to Krishna, then it may appear he's acting. But this action, first of all, is very easy to do as per one's nature. And when offered to the Lord in due course of time, it will produce spiritual realization, the taste of Atma. So at that level, he may continue to do activity which will not affect him, or he may give up the actions. But then he will not be at fault. Main idea is, unless the heart is purified, one is not recommended to perform jnana yoga because the mind will go on sense object. But it's quite interesting that does not apply to bhakti. That does not apply to bhakti. Bhakti can be done with any kind of state of consciousness. So please don't map it to bhakti. Bhakti can be done by anyone with any pure, impure consciousness. Bhakti Devi herself purifies the soul. Okay. We have discussed this point 3.6 earlier. Okay. So you have understood this point? Haji. For one who has renounced action, we have discussed this. This is the injunction of scriptures for remedying the problem. Problem of not being stable in jnana, you go to karma yoga. I will say alpha version and beta version of softwares. When the beta version does not work, then it crashes, then you go back to your alpha version of the software. So alpha version is karma yoga and beta. So that's why Lord is saying, because karma yoga is very easy to perform and there is no danger of falling down, person has to act and offer to Krishna. Statements concerning renunciation of action actually mean that when one attains absorption in atma, then all actions leave that person spontaneously. This is not easily understood. Several times I have mentioned to devotees, and one devotee could not pick it up at all. I'll repeat it. You don't have to leave the work. The work leaves you. Confirmed. The work leaves you means you just can't do that work. I mean, with my present state of consciousness, we're still not fully pure. But if you force me to go to IIT and study, I can't do my studies there. leave alone his studies. I can't go there also. But in one state of my consciousness, I was very eager to go into IIT and study. I used to take pleasure in solving integral calculus equations and all. Wow, what a nice thing, is it not? Oh, chetana mein kuch to parivartan hai na. You are not interested in watching TV and all that. So it's not that we necessarily leave them. They naturally develop a higher taste. I'm not talking only about myself. Any spiritual practitioner in the course of doing bhakti or practicing bhakti, he naturally gives up lower work. So in the course of preaching, we have to see the consciousness of the person and prescribe that medicine for him. A person who may be attached to his particular work, we tell him, yes, yes, working is very good. That you are saying is correct. It's not wrong. It is as per his consciousness. It's not that it's the highest, but we know, because if immediately all the higher things are told, then he will give up the process of spiritual consciousness, a spiritual awareness. So, okay, fine. Prabhupada says that at one point of time or age in a life, one is allowed to marry. But aisa nahi ki marriage se sara hi adhyatmik sakshatkar prapt ho ja raha hai. It's not you get all the spiritual realization by marriage, but in certain age, because desires are very much high, it is recommended by Shastra that he should marry. But that is not the highest goal or highest attainment in life. One has to go further and inquire about spiritual goals. Are ko samajh rahe hain? Person's consciousness decides what process will be good for him at that stage of his life or stage of his consciousness. So karma yoga, jnana yoga, etc. is applying in that case. So when a person is tasting the bliss of Atma, you cannot say you do prescribed duties. He just can't do that. I am not tasting the bliss of Atma. I'm just saying a person who tastes the bliss of Atma. We are not claiming that. Therefore, karma yoga is better because it is easier to perform, because it is safer, and because it contains jnana with it. So better because easy to perform, because people have natural proclivity to perform certain actions, and it is safer because there is no danger of meditating on sense objects. That means in jnana yoga, if a person, again I'm repeating, is meditating on sense objects, and he will not get the fruit of his meditation. Well, he might get the fruit of his meditation, which is not Krishna, which is not Atma, but sense gratification. कहीं दूर जाने की जरूरत नहीं. विश्वामित्र, आई मीन वी आर श्योर दैट ही वाज नॉट अ डिवोटी व्हेन ही वाज प्रैक्टिसिंग, मतलब दैट्स तपस्या. एंड कैन यू इमेजिन हाउ मच तपस्या वी हैव डन? नथिंग. एंड ही डिड 60,000 इयर्स ऑफ तपस्या. आई मीन दैट इज टू मच. वी कांट इवन कंसीव ऑफ व्हाट तपस्या हैज डन. ऑब्वियसली टू ब्रेक दिस तपस्या ही वाज, द एल्यूमेंट ऑल्सो वॉज वेरी हाई, बट यू मस्ट रिमेंबर मेनका डिड नॉट टच हिम ऑल्सो. Just he heard the tinkling of the ankle bells of Menaka's feet, and his mind was disturbed. Can you understand how the senses are difficult to control? That is too much, is it not? He had not seen who has come. Apsara has come, or any Indian, not Indian, I may say, earthly beauty has come. Just that sound. Indriyani pramathini haranti prasabham mana. We have heard that in third chapter. To become Goswami is very difficult, and despite such heavy austerities he fell down. So for most people, so that means he was not really tasting the bliss of Atma. Samajh rahe na? If a person is really tasting the bliss of Atma, he would not fall down to sense gratification. It is impossible. Very easily you can conclude, and the same we can say in the case of Haridas Thakurji. Maya Devi herself came and Aranya Rodan, somebody cries in forest, who cares? Like that. We just cannot understand what happiness Haridas Thakur must be feeling. So I think you have understood, a person who is Jnana Yogi or trying to do Jnana Yoga without Adhikar, without the qualification of Jnana Yoga, which is purification of heart, he will fall down because he will meditate on sense objects only. Okay? Okay. One is simple example will help you to understand. Do you meditate on the toys with which you had played in your childhood pastimes? No? I think you must not have even remembered once during your japa what toys you played with during your childhood pastimes. I've never heard anyone, Prabhuji, I'm feeling separation from the toys which I played in my childhood pastimes. बाल लीला में, पौगंड लीला में है ना, और अब आपको पकड़ा दिया जाए तो क्या होगा बताओ? इफ दैट टॉय कम्स टू यू राइट नाउ इन योर हैंड, यू फील नथिंग, इज इट नॉट? एट दैट टाइम हाउ मच यू वर अटैच्ड टू दैट टॉय, हैव यू सीन द किड्स क्राइंग ओवर इट? सो इट्स जस्ट अ मैटर ऑफ, अभी जीवन में देख रहे हैं ना हाउ योर कॉन्शियसनेस प्रोग्रेसेस एंड यू यू फील दिस, कैसे इससे खेलना होता है क्या? सो सो यू आर अंडरस्टैंडिंग, एज द कॉन्शियसनेस प्रोग्रेसेस नेचुरली पर्सन डिटैच्ड, सो अ पर्सन हु इज नॉट डिटैच्ड, who is not purified through karma yoga, by which a person gradually develops jnan, and he practices jnan, he will fall down. That's why Lord is saying karma yoga is superior to jnan. If you map it to bhakti, our acharyas have also not recommended that in a very premature stage, a person just sits down and chants Hare Krishna. Dusht man tumi kesher vaishnav prastishthara jare nirjaniratare tava harinam keval kaitav. Not a little bit good, keval kaitav. Oh my dear mind, only for pratishtha you want to sit alone and chant Hare Krishna. Your chanting is simply cheating. Cheating chanting. Quite heavy words. So unless one is authorized by the spiritual master, unless his heart is purified by gradual progress of Krishna consciousness, it is not possible. Another example I'll give. This is a really funny example. Really funny one. You must understand, everybody in bhakti is not coming from the same platform. So everybody, even a younger devotee can be more advanced than senior devotee in terms of age or whatever. So very practical example. There was a Prabhupada's godbrother, his name was Akinchan Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. From when the time he joined, he has natural taste for chanting. So there was another brahmachari who complained to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakurji that he does not do any service. He simply chants since morning till evening. Then Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakurji asked him, does he do some prajalpa? No. Does he do anything? No, he does not do any prajalpa. He just takes prasadam and chants Hare Krishna. So why only he should be allowed? Oh, you want to do also? Why not tomorrow? The first day he chanted for 12 hours. Next day 12 hours. And then third day he just raised his hand. Now he cannot do. So the spiritual master will also see who has what adhikar. For most of us, we are karma adhikaris. Whole day we can do some action very easy. Also, we have to chant Hare Krishna, but a whole day for most people it is difficult. If somebody can do very, very good, but it's rare to find such a person who will have natural taste, just like we have natural taste of prasadam. Humko discourage nahi kar rahe, but just realistic estimate lena chahiye. Before we go further, I make a small comment. Don't take offense. But when we chant extra rounds on Ekadashi, we do report, is it not? We chant it for 8 hours. And every day we sleep 7 hours. Do we report that? Why? Because we relish 7 hours of sleep. Is it not? Even 8 hours will be much better. Yani ki aap dukh bhog rahe hain usmein, tabhi report kar rahe hain. Aisa to khair nahi bolna chahiye, but definitely is an austerity for us. That's why we're reporting. I did more austerity than you. Obviously, it's just on a joking part. I know devotees are relishing also. But still, we have to put effort for chanting right now. What on that day when you are tasting 16, why not 16,000? Then you won't need to report to anybody. But keep on reporting because we are not at that level. So reporting karnekli is very important. I just wanted to say, a person who's tasting the bliss of Krishna consciousness, you don't expect ordinary or lesser activities from him. That's what I wanted to say. Aur kuch nahi kehna chahta. I remember somebody asked a question to me, actual question. Parikshit Maharaj, why was not doing prescribed duties? And somebody is hearing Bhagavatam from Shugudev Goswami. And he himself is Mahabhagavat. Will he do prescribed duties, karma yoga? Somebody actually asked me this question. I don't know who asked me, but he actually asked that why Parikshit Maharaj was not doing prescribed duties. This is the highest prescribed duty that we hear about Krishna. We go into Prabhupada's purport. Fruitive activities seeking sense gratification are cause for material bondage. Nothing to explain here. As long as one is engaged in activities aimed at, should I read further? So with your due permission, I am reading. Improving the standard of bodily comfort, one is sure to, should I read further? transmigrate to different types of bodies, thereby continuing material bondage perpetually. Our editor has very nicely highlighted this. You are developing spiritual acumen now. Means our plan, what does it indicate? We want to earn more money to be more materially prosperous. What does it indicate? We have hopes that somehow by some adjustment I'll become happy in this material world. So continue. यही तो इच्छा है ना, कुछ समझ रहे इस बात को? बहुत सुंदर प्रभाव जी. वी डोंट से दैट वी स्टे अंडर अ ट्री ऑफ दैट दैट प्रभुपाद इज नॉट रिकमेंडिंग. बट इफ यू टेक अ रियलिटी चेक इन योर लाइफ, वॉट फैसिलिटीज यू रियली नीड फॉर ईटिंग, मेटिंग, स्लीपिंग एंड डिफेंडिंग, एंड देन वी विल एक्चुअली चेक वी नीड वेरी लेस. वेदर वी हैव अ वेरी ब्यूटिफुल बेड or whether we have a simple iron bed, we sleep same. And it's not possible for us to sleep under a tree or that. Not possible for me also, so I cannot say for anyone else. But the standard of happiness is same. You know all these things. So even in my mind, I'm planning. It is nothing against some one person or like that. It's general consciousness that by material adjustment, I'll become more and more happy. Then am I planning to get out of this jail? Let us go to the jail for some moment. If we are in jail and we want to go out of the jail, still we have to take care of our sleeping, etc. while we are in the jail. पकड़ रहे इस बात? एकदम समझ में आ जाएगा इस बात से. But if I want to become comfortable in the jail, will I ever put sincere efforts to get out of the jail? You think about it. I think now it is very clear what Prabhupada is telling, is it not? While we are in the jail, obviously we have to eat, we have to sleep, and all those things have to be done, but our effort and mind is in how can I get out of the jail, because I know no matter how good facilities I avail in jail, they are no match to the facility and freedom on the outside world. I think you can all easily map and understand what I'm trying to say. No matter how Guru Mukhapadna Vakya Chitite Gori Aikya. Guru Maharaj was giving class in America. And he's also very, how to say, blank is very straightforward speaking. Say, no matter how great you are in this world, the fact is you have to pass stool. Whether you're president of America, president of India, or whatever. Hitva adhyam amam lokam. That's what the Lord told to Naradji. That you give up this body which is made of flesh and bones and you get my body of my associate. So, if I want to increase the bodily comfort, that means I don't want to get out of this world. So, I told you all already before that this class will be a little heavy, but it is quite eye-opening. Srimad Bhagavatam confirms it as follows. More heavy shlokas. You still have time to press the leave button. Before I go into the shloka. Okay. Chant after me. Very nice one. This is the instruction of Srila Rishabhdev. I really love this chapter. I can't follow all the teachings, but I love to hear. I mean, even if you're a rascal like me, I know you are a great exalted source. I'm talking about myself. Still, when you hear such things, you feel very nice. Ye baat achhi hai. Sun to rahe hain. Bale hi rascal hai, to kya dikkat? नूनं प्रमत्तः कुरुते विकर्मा
नूनं प्रमत्तः कुरुते विकर्मा
यदिन्द्रिया प्रीतया आपनोति
यदिन्द्रिया प्रीतया आपनोति
न साधु मन्ये यत आत्मनोयम्
न साधु मन्ये यत आत्मनोयम्
आसन्नपि क्लेश आसदेह
आसन्नपि क्लेश आसदेह.
I'm waiting for the day when we discuss this chapter with our Zoom devotees. It will take some time, but it's one of the most dear chapters of mine. Very nice. Nunam Pramatta. Certainly people are mad. Why you are calling them mad? They look to be very sincere and sober. Kurute Vikarma. They do Vikarma. Vikarma means sense gratificatory activity. But don't they know that sense gratification will lead to hell? Yes, yes. Yadindriya Pritaya Apanoti. Because it is very, very, very pleasing to senses. They do it. न साधु मन्ये यत आत्मनोयम् I don't consider this is as very good. Na sadhu means good. I don't consider that this is good. Why? Asannapi klesha da ashadeha. This deha, this body which is giving, so which is a source of misery to the atma, by these actions we will get another body like this. Are you able to follow? We have done. See, I'm not talking about you. I'm saying you, we, because I also have this body. So I have done certainly some heavy mistakes. You know that, vikarma, in my last life. So I'm getting this opportunity again, this divine opportunity to be in this body again. And same thing, it's a prima facie evidence. Prima facie evidence. Rangi hato pakarna. I don't know how to explain that prima facie evidence. We had lusty desires, material desires in last life, and that's why we're getting this body again. So one devotee asked that, why when we chant, want to chant Hare Krishna, body is giving trouble? Because the body is meant to do that. Asannapi kleshada asadeha. Are you able to follow? Why the Lord is saying pagal, pramattaha, matta means pagal, mad, and pramatta means nicely mad. By doing sense gratification, I have got this body. Not understanding and engaging in sense gratification just because it is little pleasure giving, person does not know that he will get another body similar to this which will give him further suffering. Are you able to follow? Nahi samajh mein aa raha hai? Pichle janam mein kuch mahan karm kiye se dukh dene wala ye deh prapt hua hai. Aur ab phir wahi kaam kar rahe hain jisse phir ye deh prapt ho. Ye kya buddhimani hai, ye pagalpan hai, ye bataiye. Ab feeling aa rahi hai, hindi mein samajh mein aa raha hai ki nahi aa raha? Is it not madness that because of stupid things, stupid activities, I did got this body, and now doing the same things over and over again, sense gratificatory things, and I'll get another body? So this is why it may appear strong, but to me it appears very, very pleasing. I love to discuss this shlokas. Now the second one,
parabhavastavadabodhajato
yavanna jigyasata atma tattvam,
yavanna jigyasata atma tattvam
yavat kriyastavat idam manovai,
yavat kriyastavat idam manovai
karmaatmakam yena sharira bandhah,
karmaatmakam yena sharira bandhah.
Beautiful point. I mean, we all want to win all the battles of our life, but the Lord is saying parabhavas tavadabodhajatah. We will constantly meet defeat. Parabhav samajhte hai? Parabhav means defeat. Tavad, till that time we will meet defeat. What time? Abodhajatah. Abodh, you understand? What do you mean by abodh? Can you translate into English? Ignorant. Innocent, ignorant. Abodhajatah. All of us are born into ignorance. We don't know who we are, who has given us the senses, what purpose of life we have, supposed to have, all these things we don't know. Till that time, we remain ignorant, we are defeated of the purpose of life. Kya beautiful statements. Yavanna jigyasat atma tattvam. Till that time, he inquires, who am I? What is my relationship with the Lord? Now, till the time means life after life, he simply meets defeat. Bahut heavy hai. Matlab is really. Now, if you ask me to balance material studies, don't ask me to do that. How to balance defeat with win? And Srila Prabhupada, very nice. Anybody who takes to Krishna consciousness, Krishna says, sees it as his personal victory. You're talking about defeat? And Maya knows it. If a devotee, if a soul takes to chanting Hare Krishna, he cannot be defeated. That's why she is on all gears to somehow or stop you from chanting Hare Krishna. You know that? If you chant Hare Krishna, then nobody can... Oh, my video got freeze. Okay, hold on. This webcam seems to be in the party of sense gratifiers. Now, okay? It's too cold here probably. Okay. Kahan tha main? एकदम टूट जाता है तार. सो इफ आई एम नॉट इंक्वायरिंग अबाउट आत्म तत्व, आई विल कंटिन्यू टू हैव दिस बॉडीज अगेन एंड अगेन. दिस इज अ ब्यूटिफुल श्लोक. आई समहाउ विश टू जस्ट होल्ड हियर एंड जस्ट डिस्कस इट. इफ आई हैव वंस इंक्वायर्ड इनटू स्पिरिचुअल लाइफ, योर पाथ ऑफ लिबरेशन, योर जर्नी ऑफ लिबरेशन हैज स्टार्टेड. कैन यू पिकअप दिस वेरी वेरी, नो मैटर हाउ मच स्टीप्ड वी आर इन सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन. I'm not telling you to gratify senses. I'm saying kitna bhi bhog buddhi ho, no matter how much I'm attached to sense gratification, once I have started, that is the beginning of your liberation. I hope this is not heavy, it's encouraging class, because we are all in that category. I can talk about myself. I'm not free from sense gratificated desires, but I have a desire to know about Krishna also. I have a desire to hear Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam and chant Hare Krishna. So surely my life of liberation has started. It's called a beginning of an end. And it is applied to all the devotees here. I know you are self-realized. You don't even have a desire to eat even an idli or sambar also. I know. But still, this is a very interesting one. Because yavat kriyas tavat idam manomai karmatmakam. Because of the sense enjoyment, sense gratificatory actions, the mind is karmatmak. Karmatmak, you understand? Karmatmak means prone to think only of sense gratification. Yena sharira bandha. And because of that, there is sharira bandhan. Till that time, the mind is absorbed in fruitive activity. That means the mind wants to do certain things only when sense gratification is promised. Till that time, we have to take birth after birth after birth. So you understand? Once somehow or other is thinking and practicing bhakti, how to realize myself, his defeat has been stopped. Now he'll progress further and further and further. Like very, I mean, appears very heavy, but it's a very encouraging shloka if actually you see it in a proper perspective.
एवं मनः कर्म वशं प्रयुङ्क्ते
अविद्यात्मनि उपधीयमाने
प्रीतिर्नयावन्यन्मासुदेवे
नमुच्यते देहयोगेन तावत् एवं मनः कर्म वशं प्रयुङ्क्ते. इन दिस वे, under the influence of manaha, which is karma vasham prayukte, that means under the influence of mind which is tainted by material desires, a person is engaged again and again. Avidyatmani upadhiyamana, he is captured by avidya. Preetir nayavan mai vasudeve, till the time he has love for Vasudev, Rishabhdev is saying, na muchyate deha yoge na tavat, till that time he won't be liberated from deha yoga, getting one body after another, getting one body after another like this. And before we hear our counselors, I mean to say the family members, not the spiritual counselors, you please identify whether they have these transcendental qualities which are mentioned here or not. Nunam pramattaha kurute vikarma atyadi. So they themselves are bound up in this wheel, and they will advise us to remain bound up in this wheel. So now how much we want to remain bound up is our choice. I'll read the translation. People are mad after sense gratification, and they do not know that this present body, which is full of miseries, is a result of one's fruitive activities in the past. We discussed this. I will not explain it here now. Although this body is temporary, asat, for very short time, it is always giving one trouble in many ways. We have many devotees who may ask, aaj kyun nahi aaye sadhana mein? Why you did not come for sadhana? Prabhuji, head problem. Prabhuji, stomach problem. This problem, that problem. Every day we have to do takaza. तकाजा समझते हैं, जैसे दुकानदार होता है ना, भाई आपने किराया नहीं दिया, तो एवरी डे वी हैव टू डू तकाजा, व्हाई यू आर नॉट कमिंग, व्हाई नॉट कमिंग, सम प्रॉब्लम इज ऑलवेज देयर. आई हैव गिवन द एग्जांपल, आई ऑलवेज लव टू गिव द एग्जांपल. माय गुरु महाराज सेज दिस, हाउ मच डू यू थिंक अबाउट ऑफ योर टो? नथिंग, इज इट नॉट? एंड व्हाट when the nail breaks in your toe, or if there is some thorn in your toe, then you think only about the toe. The happiness the toe can give you is very less, but the pain it can give you is very, very high. So we can see the body is not meant to give us pleasure. So very, very simple point. The since the body anyhow is not going to give me pleasure, so why I should give pleasure to the body? I should engage the body in tapasya. Or not difficult tapasya. Wake up early in the morning, chant Hare Krishna. कुछ समझ में आ रहा है ऐसे ही तप रहे हैं तो तपने से फायदा दिक्कत क्या है एनी हाउ वी आर सफरिंग सो एक्सेप्ट सम सफरिंग फॉर कृष्णा एंड गो बैक टू गॉड हेड वी जस्ट कैन नॉट इमेजिन द हैप्पीनेस ऑफ स्पिरिचुअल लाइफ आई मीन टू से द स्पिरिचुअल बॉडी व्हेन आई एम सेइंग वी मींस इंक्लूडिंग माई सेल्फ आई ऑल्सो डोंट नो दैट वो क्या सुख मिलता हो क्या कल्पना कर सकते हैं सो इट गिव्स अस ट्रबल एंड दैट बॉडी विल बी फॉर इटर्निटी Therefore, to act for sense gratification is not good. Now, why so much emphasis is on no sense gratification? Because we are too much attached to sense gratification. So that's why we have to hear it again and again. In this way, we become steady in bhakti. One is considered to be a failure in life as long as he makes no inquiry about his real identity. What does it mean? It doesn't mean that I make small inquiries, casual inquiries, and I'm a winner. No, it doesn't mean that. Kuch samajh rahe hain? It's not that I make some casual inquiries and yeah. No, the life is meant only for self-realization. Now, this is the highest standard. We preach as per one's adhikara. That's a different thing. But this is the standard is the life is only meant for self-realization. Just like Ferrari. Ferrari, samajhte hain? So, Ferrari is not meant to be employed as a tractor in a farmhouse. क्या बात कर रहे हैं आप इट इज सो पावरफुल मस्ट बी वेरी फॉर गुड नो फरार इज सपोज टू गो एट अ वेरी हाई स्पीड इन अ रेसिंग ट्रैक आई थिंक दिस इज मेक्स द होल मैटर क्लियर फरारी इज अ स्पोर्ट्स कार इट हैज नो अदर पर्पस ट्रैक्टर कैन नॉट बी यूज इन स्पोर्ट्स थिंग इज यूजलेस द एनिमल्स कैन नॉट इंक्वायर आप लोग अभी भी नहीं समझ पा रहे हैं रिफ्लेक्ट अपॉन इट एक्सेप्ट यू In the human beings, can anyone inquire about God? Then you see what, how we should use this life. देख क्या पढ़ के हम निकल जाते हैं कभी विचार किए इसके ऊपर एक भी यो नहीं No other species can inquire about God. Not even parrots. Unless that parrot is Shukadev Goswami. Is it not Janaki Mataji? She loves parrots, it seems. So, we don't. उससे थोड़ा सा मेडिटेशन करेंगे तो बहुत अच्छा रहेगा थिंक अबाउट इट हाउ वी वेस्ट अवर टाइम इन स्टूपिड इंक्वायरीज एटलीस्ट वी आर नॉट इंक्वायरिंग अबाउट विच मूवी इज गोइंग टू कम इन दिस वीक यू रिमेंबर दोज डेज इन न्यूज पेपर आई डोंट नो आप तो न्यूज पेपर जानते नहीं होंगे एंड यू यूज्ड टू रीड न्यूज पेपर दिस विच मूवी हैज कम एंड ऑल द रिव्यूज एंड ऑल दैट स्टूपिड यू नो स्टूपिड थिंग्स हाउ इज टू वेस्ट आवर टाइम प्रभु जी आपने तो सारा मजा कर लिया हम उनको मना कर रहे हैं No. It was not maja. It was boring. It was stupid, so boring. Nothing to read now. We have so much plenty things to read now. Whole life is falling short. One is considered to be a failure in life as long as he makes no inquiry about his real identity. Is it not? This whole class can be on this point only. Everybody is very comfortable not knowing himself, isn't it? अपने ही बारे में नहीं पता है से कोई दिक्कत नहीं किसी को. We may, on top of it, I am laughing at myself. We know, say, mere solid mechanics mein itne number aaye. I have got this many numbers in fluid mechanics. Such a difficult subject matter. But if you ask who you are, that we don't know. Quite amazing. As long as he does not know his real identity, he has to work for fruitive results for sense gratification. And as long as one is engrossed in the consciousness of sense gratification, one has to transmigrate from one body to another. Can someone from the live devotees explain this? As long as he does not know his real identity, he has to work for fruitive results for sense gratification. Can you explain this? I will be very happy. Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, it means that he doesn't know himself, means he'll identify himself as a body. Mm. And for the pleasure of the body, for the senses, he will do everything.
He... आपको लग रहा है, जरा अपने को देखिए. वी थिंक अनलेस दिस टंग, दिस आईज, दिस ईयर्स आर नॉट सेटिस्फाइड, हाउ कैन आई बी सेटिस्फाइड. कितना स्ट्रॉन्ग आइडेंटिफिकेशन है, देख रहे हैं, हैवी आइडेंटिफिकेशन. लिटरली हरंती प्रसभम बना, अ पर्सन इज ट्राइंग टू कंट्रोल द सेंसेस, इवन देन द सेंसेस टेक अवे द माइंड ऑफ सच अ पर्सन. नॉट अ पर्सन हुज वांट टू ग्रेटिफाई द सेंसेस, अ पर्सन हु वांट्स टू कंट्रोल द सेंसेस. सो व्हेन वी ट्राई टू कंट्रोल सेंसेस, देन वी रियलाइज हाउ मच वी आइडेंटिफाई विद द प्लेजर ऑफ द सेंसेस. I think the devotees are appreciating because they are all trying to control senses and which is very good. But we can understand what is a strong identification because of avidya. And what will be the puraskar? What will be the trophy when we engage in sense gratification? Oh, next body, my dear Prabhu. You have also chanted Hare Krishna. So, you will get a very nice body. Very beautiful body. Very nice body. But still we have to do the things which are to be done in the body. Although the mind may be engrossed in fruitive activity, sometimes we don't tend to think that we may get another body also. We may be in an illusion that we are free from all bondage. Sometimes if we have illusion that we are a pure devotee, get out of it. It will take a long time. Prabhuji, aap subah se heavy hi heavy bol rahe ho. We had a heavy breakfast today, so we are just being heavy on that. By this class, we are just trying to estimate कहाँ हैं और कहाँ पहुंचना है. That is the goal of this class. So some things may be heavy. Okay. We have discussed this. Now, although the mind may be engrossed in fruitive activities and influenced by ignorance, one must develop a love for devotional service to Vasudev. Now this is something very encouraging. Did you find some encouragement? Yes, the mind may be absorbed with lust, anger and other things. Still, you can develop love for Lord. Now what does that mean? Hear very carefully. Your taste for hearing Krishna Katha is your manifestation of love for Vasudev. Is it getting clear or not? I can presume that none of the devotees here who are hearing are free from lust, anger and all that. We don't claim that. But we also have taste for discussing Harikatha. Now are you able to follow? So Harikatha, as the taste increases, naturally that lust and everything will get diminished. This is only today Maharaj was explaining, Radhavan Maharaji, that you associate with Satogun. When you hear Harikatha, naturally mood of goodness increases. That's why the devotee asked this question having a problem, because earlier she was very passionate, so she could study. Now she is not feeling that passion. She studies Bhagavatam for 8 hours. After studying 8 hours of Bhagavatam, how can you pick up medical books? Now realize your good fortune that there are very rare souls who can study Bhagavatam for 8 hours. Take a sword in hand and say, I will not study medical book. Kill me. Obviously, I know the soul cannot be killed. Our parents will not kill. You know, I did this. I was aware when I was working, I had a bond. Bond, you understand? I said, sir, why you want to keep me? I'm not going to work. I will not work at all. You will give me the policy. They had zero fire policy. They could not throw me out. So I said, you will not throw me out, but I will not work. You have to give me salary, unnecessary, free of cost. It's better that I go and join ISKCON. Okay, he said, go and join. He gave me the blessings. नहीं पढ़ेंगे मान लीजिए तो क्या कर लेंगे परिवार वाले. Sometimes the daughter and son are mentally retarded. They say, नहीं पढ़ेंगे जाओ, नहीं पढ़ेंगे. Become कालू मालू and material status. नहीं होते ऐसे बच्चे जो नहीं पढ़ते. This is a revolutionary style, but Jada Bharat was like that, is it not? did not study. He was told to eat by right hand, you will eat from left hand. Not. But if a person he has such taste for Bhagavatam, why stop yourself? You know? Anyways, so I'm just saying, do you feel some encouragement here? Even if my mind and everything, it is a fact, so any conditions will be influenced by these things, but he can develop attraction for bhakti. So one point one learned very nicely was that attraction for bhakti does not depend on your purification of heart, which was the case with Gyan Yoga. Clear? You can immediately love to hear about Krishna. No matter how much lusty, anger, everything may be. And Bhakti, Devi herself will destroy all the contaminations. So the disadvantage of Jnana Yoga is not there in the Bhakti Yoga. And Bhakti Yoga is superior. Many far superior. Any kind of sense gratificative desires, no matter how much heavy it is, can all be destroyed by Bhakti. You please be convinced about it. जो भी भोग वासना है वो सब ध्वस्त हो जाती है भक्ति के द्वारा, और बहुत बड़े बड़े भोगियों को भक्ति के द्वारा उद्धार हुआ है, तो हम कोई अपवाद नहीं इसमें. हिंदी में क्लास होता तो और आनंद तब बोल. एनीवेज आई स्पोक माय हार्ट ऑन दिस. ओनली देन कैन वन हैव द अपॉर्चुनिटी टू गेट आउट ऑफ द बॉन्डेज ऑफ मटेरियल एग्जिस्टेंस. सो वंस यू हैव स्टार्टेड द प्रोसेस ऑफ भक्ति, इट मे टेक सम टाइम, maybe few lifetimes, but definitely a devotee will go back to Godhead. And the devotee studying 8 hours of Bhagavatam, she should just continue doing that, not think of anything else. Therefore, jnana or knowledge that one is not this material body but spirit soul is not sufficient for liberation. Beautifully highlighted. Just knowing that I am soul, not the body, will not work. One has to act in the status of spirit soul, otherwise there is no escape from material bondage. Now, what does it mean to act as spirit soul? So act through the body, but engage in the actions of spirit soul, which is bhakti. Samajh mein aaya? Just like right now we are acting as spirit souls. Very nicely put by Bhakti Brihat Bhagwat Maharaj. When you engage in eating, mating, sleeping and defending, you are acting as body. But when you engage in service of Krishna, you are acting as soul. Obviously, when you take prasadam, that is soul. And if you also take rest to the body, because you have to engage in Krishna's service, it's still also part of devotional service. So when we engage in sense gratification, do we feel that we are the bodies? Yes, we have to first feel that we are the bodies, and then we can gratify the senses. So sense gratification means acting on bodily platform. Bhakti means acting on spiritual platform. Very simple, na? Very clear cut. Action in Krishna consciousness is not, however, action on the fruitive platform. It means it is not for sense gratification. Very easy. Activities performed in full knowledge strengthen one's advancement in real knowledge. Are you able to understand? Ye line bahut achhi hai, rahasmay. You understand that I am servant of the Lord. And then when you act in that capacity, it further nourishes that knowledge. It further nourishes that awareness. Just like when we think that we are body and we engage in sense gratification, it increases the intensity of darkness. Have you seen that darkness are of different intensities also? Little less light, not less light, and complete darkness. So the more we engage in sense gratification, the more we become forgetful. But the more we engage in Krishna consciousness, the more we become enlightened. The beauty of Krishna consciousness is actually avidya is destroyed very fast. Because even if out of habit or previous sanskara, devotee engages in sense gratification, he immediately feels it is extremely boring. This is experiential, you know. Really, whatever bad habits we had, if we engage, Krishna speaks, literally shouts from the heart, kya kar raha hai? What are you doing? This is sense gratification. Have you not heard in the class? Have you not spoken yourself that is sense gratification? Why are you engaging in sense gratification? Krishna not used to speak like this. Earlier when we were not devotees, it not kitne sundar din the. Now Krishna will not keep quiet. And particularly if you chant Hare Krishna nicely, immediately he speaks, hey, kya kar raha? What are you doing this? It's not good. And any sadhaka will experience a chant. If you have nice chanting, nice sadhana, you do something wrong, even if you have done some prajalpa, Krishna will immediately tell, no, this is not good. Certain things, anyhow. So, you understood this point. As long as the heart, so this knowledge, what I wanted to say, when you act for Krishna with that understanding, then I'm servant to the Lord, that knowledge or awareness that I'm the servant of the Lord is, how to say, like a feedback circuit, it becomes pronounced in your heart. That is the word I would use. Pronounced, something amplified in the heart. Clear? Without Krishna consciousness, mere renunciation of fruitive activity does not actually purify the heart of a conditioned soul. This we have discussed. Karma yoga chhod diya and is trying to do jnana yoga and giving up the activities. No, the heart is still not purified. He will again go back to the material activities. Oh, what is the difference between full knowledge and real knowledge? You see, we understand that we are servants of Krishna. But right now, that is still not fully realized. Is it not? Full knowledge means you are clear who you are, who is Krishna, how I am supposed to serve Krishna, what I am supposed to do in service to Krishna. That is very clear. Usme koi doubt to hai nahi. There are very big doubts. I heard people, an article this came in front of me about mantra. And it says, you chant mantra and you will merge in Ram. Are they clear about goal of life? No. So they say, oh man, Ram, you chant and you will merge in Ram. Ho gaya na ghanta dhar. But when you chant Hare Krishna, I think all the devotees know they are chanting Hare Krishna to realize their relationship with the Lord. Is it not? We don't realize it yet. But we are very clear why we are chanting Hare Krishna. This is called full knowledge. What is Maya? Who is Krishna? Who am I? And how am I supposed to serve Krishna? And why am I supposed to serve Krishna? So once we know with proper siddhant and proper knowledge of the sadhan, then our prayojan is realized gradually. I think that answers the question. Real knowledge, who am I in relationship with Krishna, is gradually realized. And this is very clear. Simply giving up activities will not purify the soul. The activities have to be yoga. They have to be joined with Krishna's. With Krishna. As long as the heart is not purified, one has to work on the fruitive platform. But action in Krishna consciousness automatically helps one escape the result of fruitive action, so that one need not descend to the material platform. Therefore, action in Krishna consciousness is always superior to renunciation, which always entails a risk of falling. Have you understood this point? Suppose if you had desire to cook, so you cook for Krishna, you have a desire for painting, you paint for Krishna, you have desire for writing, you can write for Krishna. Giving up writing will be difficult for a writer. He will think, when will I write? When will I write? Giving up cooking will be difficult for a cook. So we have to give vent to those propensities. Now this is a great challenge. Because how to engage an individual person as per his propensity in Krishna's service is not an easy thing. That's why there is so much jhagada in society. Why these terrorists are there? Misused energies. Make sense? Ye bahut bada topic hai. But Varnashram actually helps to engage everybody as per his propensity in Krishna's service. I must tell you, it doesn't really work. When I was there in power plant, I asked the same question. And one devotee told me, you can think that Krishna is the biggest powerhouse and you are working in a powerhouse and the power. This is all theoretical. It doesn't work. When you enter a powerhouse and you see the coal all around you, coal powder, you can't think of Krishna. So the problem now is that people are engaged in Ugra Karma and then say, how can I engage in Ugra Karma Yoga? Yes, Ugra Karma. Bahut khatarnak hai, isliye are naam, bahut complicated. You don't know what it means to work in a powerhouse. I have seen that. I have not worked, I have only seen people working. Too much. Anyways, renunciation without Krishna consciousness is in. What I wanted to say was that a person who acts for Krishna, he uses his proclivities, his inclination to serve Krishna. So very easy, and he gets purified also. But who renounces action without purity of heart, he will have the tendency to work again in that capacity, again in that spirit. So it's not really renounced. Renunciation without Krishna consciousness is incomplete, as is confirmed by Srila Rupa Goswami in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Prapanchikataya buddhya hari sambandhi vastunah mumukshubhi parityago vairagyam falgukatyate. Please understand this shloka. Very important, and it will come across many times. Prapanchikataya buddhya hari sambandhi vastunah. Beautiful point. Something which is hari sambandhi. Do you think, or not think, you can see this laptop which we are using is Hari Sambandhi Vastu. an object which is in relationship to Hari. Can you see that? Can you see your own body as Hari Sambandhi Vastu? Make sense to you? So, real relation. So, the problem is if I have Prapanchikataya Buddhi, these are all material, when these objects have a relationship with Vishnu or Hari, then that is. And if a person is mamukshubhi, that means a person who desires liberation, and parityaga, he gives up those objects which have a relationship with Vishnu, then vairagyam phalgu kattithe, their renunciation is considered false. Are you able? I will ask you in quiz, you hear this, otherwise this time today I am in very bad mood, I will chastise you if you don't understand this. I am again repeating, prapanchik means mundane, material. Prapanchikitaya buddhyas, that means if a person has intelligence or a conception that these things are material, I should give them up. Why? Because mokshubhi, I want to be liberated. These are matter. I want to give up this matter. But that matter has Hari Sambandhi, that means it is in relationship with Vishnu. It can be used for Hari, then his renunciation is Phalgu. Phalgu means external, false. This is a quiz question. I'll definitely ask. 100 marks question. Because this is how we are supposed to live our life. Nothing belongs to us in this world. So everything, whatever we have, should be used for Krishna's service, and that is called Yukta Vairagya. We are not attached to the objects in themselves, but we are attached to the use of the objects in Krishna's service. And we will, as Prabhupada says, we will not leave any stone unturned. Kuch bhi karne ke liye tayar rehna chahiye, Bhagwan ki bhakti karne ke liye. Especially preaching his glories. When persons eager to achieve liberation renounce things related to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, thinking them to be material, their renunciation is called incomplete. Renunciation is complete when it is in the knowledge that everything belongs to the Lord, everything in existence belongs to the Lord, and that no one should claim proprietorship over anything. What is he? One should understand that factually nothing belongs to anyone. Then where is the question of renunciation? We have given the example. A beggar is standing in front of Parliament House and says, I have given up this Parliament House. It never belonged to you in the first place, Mr. Beggar. Okay. One who knows that everything is Krishna's property is always situated in renunciation, just like a driver takes care of the car, sits in the front seat, gets the AC air also, but he never thinks that the car belongs to him. Simple. Since everything belongs to Krishna, everything should be employed in the service of Krishna. So now, if you have the capacity to chant more, Krishna has given you tongue, you chant more. If Krishna has given you intelligence, use your intelligence to preach Krishna's glories. This is all given to us by Krishna, just like Arjuna used Gandiv in Krishna's service or not. Everybody has different capacities, and you will be surprised what capacity you have, other devotees don't have, and what they have, you don't have. There is no question of enviousness. Krishna has all given us different capacities, and we can all work in different capacity to please the Lord. Like our parrot designer is very good designer. She designs very nice things or whatever, in relationship with Krishna. So everybody cannot be same capacity, is it not? Everyone is a different flower within the garland which is being offered to Krishna. So see, that is a gift which is Krishna has given to you, and you offer back to him. Is it difficult? This perfect form of action in Krishna consciousness is far better than any amount of artificial renunciation by a sannyasi of the Mayavadi school. So I think you understand this point. A person who acts in Krishna consciousness is far superior to a person who simply makes an external show of renunciation and does not engage in Krishna's service. I'll just take up some questions if there are any. Okay. Amazing shloka. Yeah, I told it was good. Body after body. Okay, no questions. So now my chance to ask questions. Okay.